going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, everybody. It is one of the busiest sports days of the year, no doubt. And it is certainly the busiest sports week of the year. I challenge anyone. Wow, we've got a lot going on, and we're almost there. We're almost to the finish line. And then what? And then what? All the speculation, all of the rumors, all of the trauma will be pretty much wrapped up. But there's always something. There's always something. And wow, maybe today is not as busy as it could be locally, because I guess if the Caps game two was tonight as opposed to last night, and you had the first round of the NFL draft, and you had the Nats and the Orioles going at it. Okay. Last night you had two, and on the eve of the NFL draft, but two. Tonight you have two, and on the eve of a game three in Montreal. I love how my son Tyler says Montreal. I keep asking him to send the video, and he won't do it. He just drives me crazy. He's at Montreal. Montreal. And last night, I told him that I was hanging out with Tom Wilson after the game, and I can't give away too much officially on the radio, the story, because it's going to come up later, like at the end of the show. AMAC, remind me. But I was hanging out with Tom Wilson, who's his absolute favorite. I wasn't hanging out. We weren't having a beer. We were in the locker room, and I was working, and Tom was being a professional. I told him that. I told Tyler that when I was standing on the platform at Gallery Place Chinatown, waiting for the Metro to come back here to Navy Yard because of the construction and all that. I got to park my car over here. It's a pain in the ass. Anyway, I'm standing there on the platform, and I'm like, Ty, guess who I just talked to? And it was more like a half an hour before, but, you know. And I was like, he's like, Tommy. You know, that's the first answer. It's like go-to answer, right? He's Tommy. And I said, yeah, buddy. I said, you know, he said hi and, you know, whatever. You know, just trying to pump him up a little bit. And he had texted me earlier. He goes, before this, he said, how's 43? he knows his number, but he's never just called him 43, right? He's never just referred to him as 43. He always refers to him as Tommy. And so I see that. I laugh, whatever. And I'm like, Tyler, you know, I just talked to 43. I just talked to Tommy a little while ago. And he goes, oh, hey, bro. Hey, Tommy, what's going on, man? Good game. And I'm like, Ty, Dad, like I'm on a train platform. Tom Wilson's not with me. I'm not in the locker room anymore. And he was convinced that Tom Wilson and I were just hanging out. Little does he know I'm not that cool. Tom Wilson would probably never want to hang out with me. He's nice to me. He would probably never want to hang out with me. And I don't blame him, even though I'm fun. A lot of people think I'm a miserable curmudgeon. I'm fun. I'm always laughing. I'm always busting chops. I'm the life of the party. Everyone's always busting my chops. Every time J.P. Finley exits the studio, that's the first thing on his mind. CK yesterday, boss, was making fun of me for my jeans, my suede shoes. They're not even really shoes. They're more like house shoes. Everybody makes fun of me. The guys in the meet, Tariq El-Bashir was making fun of me last night. I mean, you know, everybody's always making fun of your guy.
I didn't make fun of you. I've never
done that. AMAC, you are the man.
Thanks.
You are the man. You know, except for that Giants little sweater, jacket, cardigan, whatever you got on there.
Giants are gorgeous. I couldn't hear you, sorry.
Something with a G?
Yeah. Interchangeable, really.
Yeah,
but
exactly. All right, we're going to get to the NFL draft, obviously. First of all, thanks to Kevin Sheehan, Coach Sheehan, for having Craig Hoffman and I on at 11:40, 11:42-ish, until just after noon. It was a fun spot. I got to say... And Craig even cracked the joke. He's like, I can't believe I'm actually agreeing with the Rooster, like pretty much 100% of the way. And we did. We had this. AMAC, I'm going to tease this. We had the same. For anybody that didn't hear the segment, you can go back and listen 11:40-ish on the Kevin Sheehan Show podcast on the Team 980 on Odyssey, theteam980.com. Craig and I both had the same, and we did not compare notes. I was not able to listen to any of his show yesterday. I was on with him for a little bit on Tuesday, but it was about hockey. So we were not stealing each other's ideas or concepts. This was totally off the cuff, not scripted, whatever. But we had the same guy that if he slipped and not... like one of the superstar names, like Kevin, like put a advance warning on that. Like you can't pick Abdul Carter, though. Of course, if he's there at 29, the point being is somebody that could reasonably slip, but is not expected to slip, but that you would pick and basically rush to the podium, essentially for. And Craig and I picked the same guy. Then on top of that, Kevin asked something similar to, hey, man, like, you know, ultimately, who do you think it will be? And I had to come up with somebody on the fly. And I have no idea if he'll be there. Probably not. But there's a chance that he could be there. And I picked Shamar Stewart of Texas A&M. And I went into the reasons why. And Craig then he's like, I can't believe, but I actually almost 100% agree with Rooster. And I guess that's kind of a compliment, or maybe it's a criticism. I don't know. You know, I'm sure Craig doesn't want to be caught up with the dirty bathwater of the Rooster, but we actually double agreed on the guy that we thought you rushed to the podium, basically. And you hand in the card for if he's there, because he's expected to be in the top 15. And in this particular case, Shamar Stewart. So I'll give you one now, and I'll save the rest for you later. And it's so funny how people think differently about individual prospects, about what teams need, about how the draft is going to go. Before we get into the Caps... what I woke up to this morning, and this is where AMAC comes in, and we're obviously going to have to talk about it some more because it is somewhat relatively new. All of a sudden, the latest draft buzz from, like, people at ESPN, people that are supposedly tapped in, is not only is Shamar Stewart. I was just talking about Shamar Stewart. Shador Sanders not going to the Giants at number 3. But is it possible that tomorrow, when we reconvene at 102, And after the world has just chomped it up for 12, 13 hours before us, is it possible that Shador Sanders is still on the board? I'll tell you why. I guess it is possible. Coming up in the show. Just wanted to kind of set the table. We start with the Capitals. We'll get to the Nationals as well. We start with the Capitals, though, and listen, I was there. Great atmosphere, as always. They take a 2-0 series lead. 3-1. It was really 2-1. Connor McMichael scores with less than a second left on an empty netter, but it still counts. So that means they've scored 3 goals in each of the 2 games. And again, one was a short overtime game in which they scored the 3rd goal, and one was scored into an empty net with under a second left. The overall arching theme for me is the Capitals have been the better team for 2 games, as was expected, as it should be. But they are dangerously, and I mean dangerously, close to being down 0-2. Dangerously close. Not because the Canadians have been better for longer. Not because the Canadians have been the better team. But when they have had their spurts, when they have tilted the ice, it seems like they have been A, more productive, B, they have popped, they have sizzled in smaller doses, but highly effective doses, more than the Capitals' sustained solid play, is how I would say. It hasn't all been solid. It hasn't all been great. But Montreal could certainly be 1-1. If not up 2-0. That's how close these games are. And nobody should be surprised by that. I mean, if Logan Thompson isn't unbelievable in the 3rd period last night, unbelievable. Unbelievable. If he wasn't unbelievable last night, not good, not solid, if he was not unbelievable, unbelievable! Is that a bad Charlie Slows impersonation? I think I did a better impersonation the first time. But anyway, if he's not sparkling, this series is 1-1. And maybe again, maybe, it's 2-0 Montreal. If certain things happen on Monday night. And yet, it's not. It's 2-0 Washington. Now, before we get into what's ahead, we go back. Last night, Connor McMichael gets the first goal. Which totally normal goal, but such a huge goal, such a huge moment, because it comes right after Montreal, but soon after Montreal gets on the board. Dvorak scores again, a puck that's bouncing around loose. They can't clear it, and he bangs it home. And Logan Thompson was kind of sprawling all over the place. But then Connor McMichael, 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes later, bang. Great work by Taylor Radish in the corner, and McMichael bangs it home. And then literally exactly 1 minute later, Dylan Strome goes home. With his first goal of the playoffs. And that was created by Anthony Beauvillier, who rushed up the right wing, so to the left of the goaltender, and makes a very nice feed. And Dylan Strome gets denied on the first attempt, but is there, wherewithal, what have you, because he's driving to the net, and he's good, and he's paying attention. He bangs it home after the initial save. And that was really, again, all of the major goal scoring, because, again, the Connor McMichael one was empty net, less than a second left. But it counts. That the Capitals would ultimately need. But man, if you play this same type of game in Montreal, you're going to lose. There's no doubt in my mind. There's no doubt in my mind, and there should be no doubt in your mind. You have to know that it's going to be a different series up there. You have to know that. I know that. You have to know that. So, and they know that. I really feel they know that. That wasn't really the buzz of the locker room last night. That was probably more a thing today before leaving for Montreal, but you know that. They don't have to tell you that, that it's going to be a different series in Montreal. But for right now, this series is 2-0 Washington. And again, they deserve it. They earned it. I'm not trying to take anything away from them. But last night, if Logan Thompson wasn't amazing, in the third period specifically, if they didn't answer right away, or soon thereafter, I should say, Montreal's first goal, and then get a second goal tacked on exactly a minute later, you know, maybe we're talking about a different series and a different game and a different feel. We're not. They're up 2-0. That's good. That's good. Logan Thompson was unbelievable last night in the third period. As you know, I didn't think that they should start him. And as I'm finding out more and more, while he's not perfect and sometimes he gets himself out of position, Logan Thompson has a flair for the dramatic, and he has a competitiveness and a balls-to-the-wall attitude that maybe not every goaltender has. That's John Walton on 106.7 The Fan last night in the Caps Radio Network in Odyssey. I thought that, I'm not exactly sure that that's the shot that goes off the post, that Logan Thompson kind of dives across. AMAC is shaking his head. Max is giving me a thumbs up. Logan Thompson dives across the net, right? And honestly, like live and even on the first replay or two, it took me a second to realize that that puck hit first off the post. And I don't think it was until I saw an overhead shot that I think Bernie in Rockville sent me soon thereafter that I actually saw that it hit the post first. And that's why Logan Thompson was saying after the game, lucky I didn't hit it in. Because I thought originally it was a similar looking save to Braden Holtby game 2 Stanley Cup final Vegas against Alex Tuch. That's what I thought live and initially in the aftermath. Because remember, again, we don't get a chance to just sit there and watch replays. The game's going on. I got to watch the game. And it was fast and furious. So it took me a second, more than a hot second, to realize that that puck hits off the post first. But that was just, I still want to give Logan Thompson some, if not a fair amount of credit, on that save. Because, again, if he's not in position to knock it away after it hits off the post, instead of knocking it in or letting it just sit in the crease, maybe it's a goal. I don't know. So I got to give him some credit, even though the post initially helps. And it was kind of a weird carom. That being said, right after that, there was a left leg pad save on a bullet low to the ice from, I think, the high slot. And then there were two or three other times where it was an immediate reaction on my part from high atop Capital One Arena, like, oh, man, wow, big time stuff. And the crowd, LT, 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 LT. They weren't cheering for Lawrence Taylor.
Wouldn't be a bad idea, though.
I knew that would get AMAC going. They were chanting for Logan Thompson. They were chanting for Logan Thompson. And that's why the Capitals hung on and won that game. Now, there's a lot more that we got to get to. We will get to right after this. As we just get rocking and rolling, don't worry, NFL draft. We got plenty of coverage for you. Nats over the Orioles again. We got plenty on that. As well, as of right now, we're free and clear. I think Linnell's going to pop in here a little bit later on because he's hosting the draft coverage tonight with Toby Altizer from 8 o'clock to 1 a.m. in the morning on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, John Walton once again on the call. Caps Radio, 106.7 The Fan, Odyssey app. Last night, game two, Dylan Strome. The second goal, that second goal coming 1 minute after the Connor McMichael goal, which came about 2.5 minutes after Montreal took a 1-0 lead. Good to have you with us on a Thursday afternoon. It is the Rooster on the radio. AMAC on the other side. AMAC has been dancing a jig every time he says, let's do that hockey. So I knew that was coming. And we did the hockey last night. We'll do it again tomorrow night, although not in person. I'm not going up to Montreal. It's a dream of mine to go up to Montreal and cover a game. I just can't make it happen on NFL draft weekend. It sucks. I got to figure it out one day in my life before they put me out to pasture. But I've got to get up there. Either way, the Caps up 2-0. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We'll get to the NFL draft, more on the NFL draft. We'll get to the baseball story coming up later, as well as the Nationals look for a 3-game sweep tonight. A couple other things that jumped out to me last night. Listen, late in that game, as sloppy as the Capitals were, as desperate as the Canadians were, as hair on fire as the Canadians were, again, a problem, and it happens, it's been happening a lot over the last month and a half, and it happens to other teams too. I got it. The Caps just go through a stretch, a couple minutes, where they cannot get the puck. They cannot hold on to the puck. They cannot clear the puck. They cannot carry the puck out of their zone. They turn the puck over, and they put themselves in big-time danger. And I said, Tuesday, against a better team, and it's not like Montreal is a bad team. They're just not a. They're not as good as what obviously is still to come. Against a better team, that is going to be probably the nail in the. I'm trying not to be negative. That is going to be a prohibitive blow. And we saw it again last night during that sequence of all those saves by Logan Thompson. It was punch, 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 punch from Montreal. And it was the Capitals kind of dodging and catching a glancing blow, if not more than a glancing blow. Because they ultimately didn't give up the knockout punch. They didn't even give up the solid right hand. So to their credit, and because their goaltender stood on his head, okay. But what if Logan Thompson doesn't have the same game tomorrow night or the same sequencing, which is very possible? They could have lost that game 4-2 with the way Montreal was playing that stretch. They didn't. That's why you play the games. Couple of things. I thought early on Montreal had the better of the play, and so did the coaches. Montreal missed the net a couple of times in the first couple of minutes. Like, completely missed. Like, good opportunities. AMAC, you watched the game before you, what? You said you fell asleep somehow in the third period?
Yeah, I fell asleep.
I got to be honest with you, AMAC. I really like you. I mean, you're a nice guy. I Go really ahead. Enjoy working with you.
Uh-huh.
That is absurd.
Let me be clear. I recorded the game, watched it later, and fell asleep around 9:30.
Wait, so you were recording the game, you fell asleep during the third period, then you watched it later?
No, so I got home, cooked dinner, while I was getting myself adjusted to home, showering, working out, it was recording.
Oh.
Got out of the shower, watched it up
oh,
into the
Oh, you
third
started
quarter.
Watching it late,
yes.
Is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And you fell asleep in the third period.
Yeah.
But it was the game actually had been over for a while.
Time,
but you
yeah.
didn't know who won?
No, I knew who won.
Okay.
I knew who won. I looked ahead. I cheated a
so
little bit.
So you just didn't watch it all, but you knew of who won, the score,
mm-hmm.
and you were watching it on basically a delayed feed.
Basically, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. You're still soft. But
hey,
anyway.
I'll take it.
But anyway. Montreal, early in that game, had plenty of chances, and they missed the net several times. And then they had a big old opportunity right in front. Alex Newhook, and he whiffed. I would have been a surefire goal. But Montreal carried the play the first couple of minutes of the game, and even after the Caps answered back, once again got back on their horse. And the Capitals outshot them 10-4 in the first period, and it didn't feel that way, guys. It just didn't. Live, and I'm not trying to be critical. I'm just telling you what it felt. It did not feel like they. Now the second period, despite giving up a goal and scoring two, they dominated that period. I feel that's where they. That was clearly their best period of the game. And if we're just looking at the numbers in terms of shots on goal, the Capitals, where is it here on my chart? Oh, gosh. The Capitals had 18 shots on goal in the second period, and the Montreal Canadiens had 8. It was actually 9-4 shots on goal advantage in the first period, not 10-4. I thought the scoreboard said 10-4, but whatever. Maybe they took one away. My point is yes, the Capitals, if you look at the first two periods and then even, again, the first couple of minutes of the third, you say, all right, they outplayed them for more of the game than Montreal. But Montreal's push in this series is what has me worried. And I think it's what has them concerned, too, and alarmed. That doesn't mean Montreal's going to win, but you'd have to think that it's going to be a little bit different, if not significantly different, in Montreal. Maybe we're all wrong, or I should say, maybe those of us that feel this way are going to be proven wrong, and just the better team wearing Montreal out. But it doesn't seem like Montreal is out of gas in the third period, does it? Now, maybe as the series goes along, that'll change, and the Capitals will go back to being a great team in the third period. But in the first two games, it hasn't. Montreal's clearly outplayed them. So these are some of the things you worry about. And again, Montreal had some real good opportunities early in that game and missed them. Missed the net a couple of times, three times, in a sequence of like a minute and a half. And then had that one opportunity on Alex Newhook in the high slot. Wide open net. Right? So it could have been very different from the get-go. And remember, they took a 1-0 lead. So, again, everybody should be happy and optimistic. But I've been asked a couple of times, like, are you really optimistic? Are you feeling real good? No, I'm not. I'm cautiously, and I mean that with a capital C, optimistic. You hope that they can split games 3 and 4, come home and win it in 5 and get some rest and get Protus back, if not before. All right, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Caps fans want to hear from you. How you feeling after 2? 301-230-0980. We'll, of course, move into the NFL draft. That's what a lot of people care most about. And we've got plenty of things to talk about there. Plus a little on the Nationals looking for 3 in a row and a sweep against the Orioles tonight at Nationals Park. All right, let's do a trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, that NFL draft is tonight, round 1 in Green Bay. The Tennessee Titans with the number 1 overall pick. And check this out. According to ESPN Bet, they are at minus 20,000 as the favorite for Cam Ward, to select Cam Ward, who is the obviously odds-on and clear runaway favorite to be the number 1 overall pick. Travis Hunter is the second favorite at minus 5,000, followed by Penn State's Abdul Carter at minus 700. The Commanders are, of course, on the board at 29. We will have extensive coverage for you throughout the day and into the wee hours of the morning. Craig Hoffman goes an extra hour, so 4 to 8 with his NFL draft preview. And then Linnell Willingham and Toby Altizer carry you through from 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern time, including whatever the Commanders decide to do at 29, and they could obviously trade out. Meanwhile, we mentioned the Nationals. Another win last night, not as easy as Tuesday night. Had to hang on for dear life, but they got it done. James Wood with a bomb of a home run in the first. So did Josh Bell, and that was mostly enough for the Nationals to hang on, beat the Birds for a second straight night. They'll go for the sweep tonight, 6:45 the coverage, over on 106.7 The Fan, before Juan Soto and the Red Hot Mets come into town for a four-game wrap-around weekend series. Meanwhile, in the NBA playoffs, tonight, it is the New York Knicks and the Detroit Pistons, 1-1. Tip-off in that one in Detroit at 7 o'clock. 9:30 is Oklahoma City looking to take a 3-0 lead over Memphis in Memphis. And Denver and the LA Clippers are tied at 1-1. That's the last game of the night at 10 o'clock. And that's what's trending.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh, new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. we get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, the Caps are up 2-0. We'll get to the NFL draft after 2 o'clock, as round one of that is tonight. A couple more things real quickly. Actually, I wanted to do this. My guy Mo is one of the only people right now that has my ear or my eyes or whatever that cares. Got a big Caps flag, it looks like, in front of the homestead. He says, I totally agree with you. The Capitals could easily be down 0-2, as I was not confident that they would win either of the first two games. This is not your typical 1-8 seed series. I understand it's the playoffs, but it's a struggle. Should not be this hard. I thought this was going to be a more difficult series than many. I had the Caps winning in 6. But I could have been convinced 7, and maybe we'll still get there. Plenty of series change as soon as the road team, even if they're down 0-2, as in this case, goes back home. Now, sometimes they don't. I mean, that's why you play the game. One other thing from last night that was interesting, and we'll, again, sprinkle in some observations, as we told you about, you know, Montreal with some golden opportunities early in the first period and just didn't capitalize, and it ultimately cost them. Josh Anderson, somebody please get that guy. Did you see what he did last night, AMAC? 17 for their Montreal?
Yeah, high stick, right?
Well, I mean, he crushed Tom Wilson into the half boards, or into the boards.
Yeah.
And then Tom Wilson rightfully got a little upset about that and said something to him and kind of like skated in towards him. And then Josh Anderson basically cross-checked them.
Yeah.
And everyone on Twitter that hates Tom Wilson, and there's plenty of people that hate Tom Wilson, thought he took a dive, including, apparently, the officials, who probably also hate Tom Wilson, because they called him for an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. So Josh Anderson would have had a 4-minute minor.
Yeah, I didn't understand why it was I thought maybe he said something.
That's what I thought live, because Tom Wilson clearly barked.
Yeah.
But I don't know who he barked at, mm-hmm. and I thought it was maybe the officials because they gave him an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty.
Yeah.
But some people are saying that it was because he flopped. He flopped when he got cross-checked by Anderson after the initial penalty call. And I was about to ask Tom Wilson exactly what happened from his perspective on that, and they shut us down in the locker room. It's like, you know, they only allow you like 4 or 5 questions max as a group, and everybody's got questions, and I just couldn't get to it in time. And so I never got to get an answer on that. And I should have followed up with Carberry, and I didn't. You know, so we just have to kind of wonder what exactly, and, you know, the NHL is not going to give us an answer. But that was an interesting situation, and Josh Anderson later on had an assist on Montreal's first goal, and Josh Anderson was involved in another situation where I think they, I'm trying to look at it in my notes, here, and I can't quite find it. I'll have to try and hunt it down. But he was involved in another situation later on in the game. So he is becoming like the grade 1A PETA. You know what PETA stands for, right? P-I-T-A?
Pain in the...
Beep! But we can say it. Ass! PETA bread is really good, by the way. Greek food is awesome.
Yeah, top tier.
Just awesome. Give me a toasted pita with, what do you call that? The meat. God.
Halal?
No, not halal. Gyro meat. Or gyro meat.
I was going
to say. With some tzatziki sauce and some tomatoes and some onion and a little bit of feta cheese. Oh, the best. Just the best.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
How about how the Caps hand? Because I think that was the power play where they had a chance at two. Like I think two times they had pretty good chances at a shorthand goal during
the Capitals had a shorthanded goal.
I don't know. They didn't have a shorthanded goal.
Or they had a chance. Well, Dowd and Trevor Van Riemsdyk had a 2-on-1 on the penalty kill.
Okay.
And then Wilson had a break-in opportunity right after that.
Was it that penalty that? Because I think they may have.
That was a different penalty.
I thought so.
The Josh Anderson penalty was in the first period. And again, the Capitals did not score, but they probably should have had a 4-minute power play. Mm-hmm. Instead of just a 2-minute power play.
Yeah.
So that was that. All right, 301-230-0980. Let's get to Chris here on the Team 980. Hello, Chris. How are you?
Hey there, Rooster.
What's up, Chris?
Hey, I appreciate you kind of thinking I was going to come after AMAC, but I really appreciate his comments about baseball yesterday. I'm not going to come after him. That's his opinion. But I'll come after him in this regard. So.
You should feel free to go after him. He can take it. He's a big boy.
Wow.
I know. And here's that. I already told him. I said, but wait a minute. You said baseball is a little too slow. And I appreciate, though, the comments. Like, his opinion is important. You know, that's the fans we're trying to attract. So I like the way, you know, he's an honest man. I like him very much. He does a good job. I think he's very intelligent and whatnot, but he fell asleep during a playoff game for the Capitals. I don't know. You may want to reverse your hockey baseball. I don't know, but I can't tell you what to do, if that makes sense. You follow me there?
It makes sense.
Fair point.
I think what we should do is take a hockey stick to his knees and just, you know, get a hooking penalty.
Anyway, okay, something like that.
Here I am on the radio encouraging physical violence. It's all in the spirit of good fun with my guy, AMAC.
Well, no, to each his own, and I appreciate the music, but I don't know if he knows baseball. Each player has walk-up music. I don't think they have that in any other sport. But regardless, I didn't listen too much of the hockey last night. I'm baseball first. But even Dave and Charlie were covering. They would tell when the Nationals scored, and I'd every between innings, I'd always flip it over. And then, I don't know if I told you this, when Ovi broke the record, 895, at the stadium, they even put up the game winner, and they were cheering Ovi when he broke the record. And so, and we know how they partied when hockey won baseball won.
Sure. Between all the teams now is great because, like, even last night at Capital One Arena, I mean, Jaden Daniels and half the Commanders' offense, if not more than half the Commanders' offense, was out in full effect. They were throwing footballs up into the crowd and doing all sorts of beer chugs and all that. I mean, I saw,
I root for the city, and I know tonight's a little bit about the draft, but I won't be listening to a damn thing. Probably won't pick till 11 o'clock. And besides, there's nothing we can pontificate all day long, but I'll be hoping for the sweep against Yost. Thanks for your coverage, and I love you, AMAC. It's all fair.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you. Yes. And the Nats will go for the 3-game sweep tonight. And listen, no guarantees, but the Orioles are reeling. I mean, it's as good of a time to try and get a sweep as you can, right? I mean, you'd think the Orioles are desperate, but they are throwing a pitcher with the last name of Povich, who I've never heard of, Cade Povich. A left-hander who's 0-2 with a 6.38 ERA against Mackenzie Gore. You kind of like the Nationals' chances. If you're a betting man, I would take the Nationals and the -1.5 on the run line on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, that is Diana Russini of The Athletic. Of course, she used to work here, NBC4 Washington, went to ESPN, and now at The Athletic, she does a podcast. One of the best NFL insiders in the industry. And talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers, Aaron Rodgers, what they're going to do at quarterback, what they're not going to do at quarterback. First round of the NFL draft is tonight. And I'll tell you this just real quickly, and again, we'll have draft coverage. Craig will do an extra hour from 4 to 8. They're going to do a mock draft on Craig's show. I think Linnell's going to be involved in that. Then Linnell and Toby Altizer are going to anchor our first round draft coverage from 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern time on the Team 980 and, of course, the Odyssey app. So if you're out and about, if you're coming home from the Nationals game, what have you, if you're just at a buddy's house or whatever you might do, if you're working late, whatever the situation is, we'll have you covered for the NFL draft. There is certainly a lot of intrigue, right? A lot of people that believe, like, if Shedeur Sanders is still around at 21, he's definitely going to go to Pittsburgh. What if he doesn't? What if they say, nah, not for me, dog? Then what happens? We'll try and answer that next, right here on the Team 980. And we're always live and free on the Odyssey app. NFL Draft next.